Blog Talk Radio.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Protected, infants be cared for. All for one, one for all. Working in this manner, there shall be no failure.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Chag HaSukkot Sameach, beautifully good, joyful Feast of Tabernacles. Here we're at day three, the command here is to rejoice.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
So here for day three of Tabernacles here in the season, Israel, vibration, give I and I grace.
Sun, rain, moon, stars, give I grace.
Give I grace in the morning.
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
So here, day three of tabernacles. Tabernacles in the season of Yom Tov. The good day. So here I'd like to reason on the Ushpizin, the Engadot, entertaining guests, Ionai patriarchs, and also the Hebrew founding fathers. A little audible here at Tabernacles, the end gathering at the end of the year. So give ear right here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Ag. Hachag Sameyach, Yedas Baal, Yedas Baal Desta, Ag, Hachag Sameyach, Yedas Baal Desta, Yedas Baal in the Royal Amharic Das, the huts, the Sukkot, hut, Tabernacle, as is often translated, the pavilion, also very, very interesting word within the translations of the Sukkah. We have the pavilion of David, and in that pavilion, right, within that pavilion, abiding and dwelling in that pavilion, here for the feast, right, here for the Ha-Chag. See, Ha-Sukkot, Tabernacles is referred to as the feast, here at the seventh of the Mo'adim, of the appointed days of Yahweh, Jehovah Eloheinu, here in the season. And here connected with the Leshev Basuka, in the modern Hebrew, Leshev, to sit, to dwell, to seat up Basuka, in the tabernacle, in the hut. Right, in Jah's hut, in the pavilion, in booths, right, to dwell, to abide in booths. And here, Shema Yisrael, here in the season, give ear. Now to share some of the barakot, the blessings, right, the blessings of HaSukkot, of the tabernacles, of the feasts, Chag HaSukkot, the seventh and the final, the fulfillment feast, appointed feast of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of Jehovah and I Elohim, given to Yasharel, to Yisrael, is called Sukkot. I call Sukkot, the short name Sukkot, booths, tabernacles, known as the feast of tabernacles. And Sukkot is observed in the Hebrew in the seventh month, the seventh moon, right, during the fall festival, the third of the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim feasts and festivals. We're called Yisrael. All the males of Yisrael are required, right, required to appear in the place, HaMakom, the place, the standing place, the spot, the standing place where he who be who he be has set his name. Right? It's very, very important for us to give ear and hear and to meditate on the innermost of the inner meaning, especially in the Berit Chadash, in the renewed covenant sense, and for I and I, the once lost, now found. Right? Because this is when we enter into the land. And entering into that land, we are to be reminded of how Jehovah calls the B'nai Yisrael, call Yisrael to abide in booths, to abide in tabernacle, these temporary structures. Interesting how the word gets translated in the KJV, some of the places. I think in Isaiah, it's a cottage, right? The daughter of Zion is left as a, you know, alone in like a cottage, in a sukkah. We also have in Amos,
by Amos, also the Tabernacle of David. That's Amos 9:11. Very, very interesting. Amos 9:11 for the Tabernacle of David and the connection with HaMoshiach and the Moshiach Bein David in the second coming, in the second advent. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have this fulfillment. Looking at the seven seals, looking at the seven feasts of Jehovah that is appointed. So here's the seventh, the fulfillment, the Feast of Tabernacles, Hag HaSukkot, also referred to as HaHag, as HaHag. We have it in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant. We have it in the Gospels, known as the Feast, the Feast. Now, Sukkot, Tabernacles, booths, pavilions, so to speak, pavilions, huts, just bringing out the inner meaning. What is the sukkah? And from that root, the sok, sukkah, right? The huts. He caused I and I to dwell. When? Here in the seventh, see, for the seven, the two sevens clash in the seventh moon, the seventh month, then the later Hebrew and Judaic calendars is referred to as Tishri. We have Tishri. From the 15th, right, of Tishri, the 15th of the moon, of the Chodesh, of the month, to the 22nd of Tishri. Now, during this time, during this Iwa, many of the Yehudi, right, the Jah people families, construct a sukkah, right, according to traditional Judaism, but this is base, right, this is what we base it here on what HaTorah says. So come, give ear, right, and hear, and also come make with reason. So what is a sukkah? Sukkah is the singular. Sukkah, tabernacle, the tabernacle of David, the sukkah of David, right, daughter of Zion and the prophets in the sukkah. Also in the Psalms of David, we have pavilion, in the pavilion, right. Also in the first book of Moshe, we have the, and also the five books, right, the Pentateuch, HaTorah, we also have reference to Sukkot. Now, in the KJV, the English translations, often it's S-U-C-C-O-T-H, just to put that there for ones and ones, even getting into the metaphysical, right, metaphysical implications. See, this is important in the Brit Chadasha sense, because according to the Old Covenant, or the foundation, but actually it's the Old Covenant, because it's renewed, because of that breaking of the covenant, as it was even with the Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness, they had broke the covenant with the molten calf, and was renewed. Right? And we say this especially to many of our fellow, you know, Yehudi or Jews, you know, on that, they say, we the black Jews foundation, right? What's the connection with the renewed covenant? What's the connection with the tabernacle of David and the acknowledgement of the black Jews of Harlem, the commandment keepers of Elohim Chaim, right? That His Imperial Majesty is that man sitting upon the throne of great King David, especially in this revelation time. Christ in His second advent, Christ in the second adventure, Christ in His kingdom character, HaMoshiach, the Moshiach Bein David. So many of Ainai Jah people families would construct a sukkah, right? A small, hastily built hut. So a sukkah can be defined as a small, hastily built hut in which meals are eaten throughout the feast, throughout the festival, throughout, right, those 7 days. Right? There's 7 days, but then there's the eighth day, right? The Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day. And the first and the last, or the eighth day, now remember, it's a seven day, right? 7 days we are commanded and it's appointed for us to abide, or leshev, right? Leshev in sukkah, right? In Sukkot, plural, in a plural sense, but each one is responsible for their tabernacle, for their pavilion, right? For their booth, right? Now, there's the Yom Tov, right? The Yom Tov. What is the Yom Tov? Right? The good day Baraka. So the Barakot for Sukkot, coming forward, give ear. But there's one interesting note, and it is a phrase, an expression that we like I and I fellows to become even more familiar with. And it is connected also with the Sukkah Baraka, the Baraka of the booth, the Baraka of the tabernacle, the Baraka of the pavilion, the Baraka of the cottage, so to speak. See, pointing to these different words is how, if you're reading the KJV, the English translation, you might come across these words and not being familiar with the underlying word, which is this word right here, right, which gets to be translated as tabernacles, booths in the earlier instance, the booths as tabernacles, as pavilion, right, David, great King David, David HaMelech speaks about that pavilion, right, within his pavilion. So we're going to touch on those verses as well, but just a note to the Chabarim. So before the eating of the Yom Tov, Yom Day Tov, the good day meal in Hasukkah, in the hut, in the tabernacle pavilion, in the booth, I first recite the Kiddush. There's the Kiddush, right? Like a Kiddush, and then recite the following Baraka. There's the following blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu Be'mitzvotav Wetzvanu Leshev Basuka Leshev, to dwell Basuka. Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai Eloheinu Ainai Elohim, true good, true God. Melech HaOlam, eternal king, universal king, Asher Kiddushanu, who has sanctified Ainai, caused Ainai to be set apart, has eilified, Asher Kiddushanu, has eilified Ainai, b'mitzvotayo, by his commandments, his imperatives, where Siwanu, and has commanded Ainai, with Siwanu, Leshev, right, to dwell, to Yashab, right, to seat up, to dwell, Leshev, Basuka, in the Sukkah, in the booth, in the tabernacle, in the pavilion, right? So when I would say the Hamotzi is for the bread, it's the Baraka, it's the Berakat, the blessing, the Baraka over the bread, breaking that bread in the Sukkah, right, before partaking of I meal. Now, there's certain traditional foods, you know, the greens, right, the good greens, right, also containing fruit, right, fruit, the fall festival vegetable, the fall harvest, you know, fruit that is, you know, for the harvest that comes in at the harvest time, so the vegetables, right, also certain dishes, you know, being made with honey, you know, and also certain pastries, you know, bringing to mind, heart and mind, the land. I said the land, in the innermost of the innocence, especially for us in the Brit Chadasha, is consciousness. Right? So when we enter into that consciousness, we observe this, heretically, even in the season, although we might not be able to, and we still are in a land which is not ours. It's when you enter into the land. So there's the two truths. Right? So we look at the pattern, right, from the fire cycle or the earthly type. Right? Then we come to the heavenly type within the new covenant, the King of Kings, Christ, sends right here. Now, there's also a custom, a tradition, a custom, which you find it very, very interesting, especially when we connect it with the Brit Chadasha, especially with the epistle to the Ibrahim, or the Hebrews, which is also one of the appointed readings here from the Brit Chadasha for this season, the book of, or the epistle to the Hebrews, which helps to give, we say, the Old Testament Yehudi and Bani, you know, the Bani Yisrael, the new covenant, the renewed covenant sense, right, of how these feasts, how these festivals are to be observed, not just according to the so-called outer type, but in the innermost of innocence. Right? So there's the custom of inviting what some might refer to as, quote, imaginary guests, right? Really the guests. Right? See, in the Aramaic of the Hebrew, is referred to as the ushpazin, the ushpazin. This is some Aramaic, not Yiddish, but it's Aramaic. Right? Talking about Eastern Shemitic. Right, in Hebrew, as we have it, is more Western Shemitic, and also the Royal Amharic as well. We also make that link right there, Afro-Shemitically speaking, because we now have for us, in our language, in that pure language that he has renewed for Ainai people, the Ingadoch. The Ingadoch. Who are the Ingadoch? Ingada means a guest. Right? It's like a stranger, but in the sense of guest. Right? So there are certain guests which are invited, right, and heart and mind to also abide and to join I in Hasukkah for I meal, for that breaking of bread. Right? So on the first night, I would invite, we invite Abraham. And for each subsequent night, we invite one of the guests. Now, who are these guests? Now, I'm not getting into much detail here, but I think it's a very important connection because in the Epistle to the Hebrews really brings out more of the inner, you know, more of the innocence, right? Now, the seven, we have Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. We have Moses, Moshe, Musa, Aaron, Yosef, Joseph, and David, right? They are called in the Aramaic, the Ushpazim, which means guests. I, the guests. We refer to them in the Royal Amharic as the Ingadoch. The Ingadoch. And do we have verse? Do we have script for that? Yes, we do. Something very, very important that is connected here that really bridges this gap between the so-called Old Testament, Yehudinet, or what's translated as Judaism or Yehudiness, right, and the New Covenant, right, fulfillment in HaMoshiach Yeshua, in Christos Jesus, in the King of Kings Christ. So there is the inviting of the guests, right? Seven Ingadoch, seven who are the Ushpazim. The Ushpazim, who are these guests? Why do we invite these guests, right? And what's the connection? See, the reference to these supernal guests are the founding fathers, right? The founding fathers, the patriarchs. You can say the righteous patriarchs, the righteous fathers and the righteous patriarchs of Jah people, both of Jah's ethnic people and also of Jah's iritical spiritual people. Now, here's the connection here with the scripts that we find to be very, very interesting. We look up Ingadoch. Looking up Ingadoch, right, the Ingadoch from Ingadah, singular Ingadoch. Looking up Ingadoch in the midst of Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Revelation 5:5. Looking up in that Book of the Seven Seals, the authorized, revised, and Amharic Bible, we have this word, Ingadoch, at least 63 times. In the Beluy Kidan, Old Covenant Scripture, and the Adis Kidan, corresponding to the Brit Chadasha, the renewed, the new covenant, the Adis Kal Kidan, the new word, covering word, agreement. Hadis, Adis, new, Kal Kidan. Wada Ibrawian. Let's go to Wada Ibrawian, to the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. We have chapter 11, verse 9. Same chapter, verse 13, and then also chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. Just to share this right here when we speak about, well, who are these guests and what's the relationship of these guests that we sup, right? We sup with these patriarchs, right, in Ayinai Pavilion and Ayinai Tabernacle. Also the connection with the transfiguration on Tabor, right, and Roveinu. I, Roveinu Yeshua, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that particular, see, remember what Peter said? Peter said, when Peter saw Moshe, right, and Eliyahu, right, and Elias, and Elijah, right, along with that transfigure shining, you know, brighter than the sun, Yeshua, right, on Mount Tabor, right, and Mount Tabor, even that name, the crossing over, the cross over, Tabor. And he saw them reasoning and parlaying. It's interesting that Peter, right, the great apostle Peter, St. Peter, would say what he's saying. Oh, it was a good place. What a good place. We should build, you know, three. You say, we should build three what? Right? Three tents, three tabernacles, one for each of them. And interesting that cloud, the Father's cloud, the cloud of Elohim Ha'av, right? We're going to connect that word right here, too. But here, just for the Ushpazim, right? Ushpazim, the Aramaic Ushpazim in the Royal Amharic, the Ingadoch. Who are these Ingadoch that we sup with, right? In Ayinai Sukkah, in Ayinai Booth, in Ayinai Tabernacle, Pavilion, in Ayinai Cottage, right? In the innermost of the innocence. Well, here, let's first go to Hebrews chapter 11. We've got three verses here, three main verses. Right? Chapter 11, verse 9. La ingadoch in de mihon, la ingadoch in de mihon, betesfak al, bete seto ager, bedinquan noro, yan yetesfak al abrot, kami warsu, ka yitzahak inna, ka yaikogar, indamit atenya, bemneta tekemete. Now, the English, the KJV, that's from the King of Kings, right here, the KJV, By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Yitzhak, with Isaac, and Yaakov, and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, the same yea and amen, the same hope, the same expectation. In Gedoch, in the Mihon, betesfak al, beteset o agar, din kwanoro, yan yetesfak al, abrot, kami warsu, akayit yitzhak inna, kayatik ogar, in the mitzatenya, bemnet, tekemet, bemnet, in faith, tekemet, tekemet means to see, to be seated up. Right? Verse 10 then says the connected verse to the next verse, chapter. Where are we here? We are here in chapter 11, verse 9. The key verses, and then we also have verse 11, but the connected verse is verse 10, Masaret Yalatin. Masaret Yalatin, Egziavihir, Yesaratinna, Yefetaratinna, Katama, Yitavika, Nabarina. For he looked for a city which has foundations. The foundation, here we get to the foundation in the Isle of Place, in the holy place. And the true, we say, renewed covenant tabernacles in the innermost of the innocents. Mesareta yalatina giziavihad yesaratina yefetaratina katama yitavik nabarina. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker, the builder and the maker is Egziavihar, is the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, the generous, Egziavihar. Now here brings us to now the second main citation verse that we have here with the in Gedoch, in the sense of the Sukkot tabernacles, the Ushpazim that we have as these guests, right? The founding fathers, the guests, right? That we are to invite and sup with as we fulfill this mitzvah, right? Here in the reason for the season. So here, Hebrews 11:11, Kutarasaran, and then below, verse 11 reads, Tesla Yeseto Yetaminen Dahone Sile Kotarech Sara Raswa Degmo Idmewa in Kwa Kalefe Bechala Zarin Le Metznes Le Metznes Le Metznes Chailin Bemne Tagenyech. Now we have this right here. Let's get this right here. Okay, it's actually verse 13. So between verse 9, we have Hebrews 11 and 9, the in Gedoch there. Now here is the intervening text to get to verse 11. So we have 11 and 9, 11 and 13. Here it says, through faith, the imnet, the emuna, the yea and the amen, the admittance, being of that right and righteous persuasion of heart and mind, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She received that word. She judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12, Silazi Degmo, Be Bizatacho in the Samai Kokeb in the Maya Quatarim, Be Bahir Darin Dale, Ashawaya Nebarut, Ye motena so in qua ka mesloa ka andua teweledu. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Right, here we call this the Hebrew, the Hebraic, we say the Osirian, right? The Hebrew Osirian, the Hebrew Osirian here. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. I ain't talking about that deadbeatness. He was deadbeat, you know, in that sense, as good as dead. But there sprang there even of one, and him, as good as, right, as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Silazi degmo bebizat tacho in the samaya kokeb in the maya kotarim bebahir darin dale ashawa yet nebruta yemoten. So, inqua, kameslo, ka'andu, teweledu. Now, here's our verse with the ingadoch. Right? The ingadoch, Aramaic ingadoch here, the Royal Amharic, well, ushpazin, right? Ushpazin in the Aramaic and the Royal Amharic ingadoch. So, we're going to use ingadoch, right, for what the other Yehudi or the other Jews refer to from the Eastern Semitic, the Aramaic. We're going to refer to here and scripturally, biblically as well, make the connection of why it is we ought to do these things. Verse 13, Silazi, Kutarasarasos. Verse 13, Innezi, Hulu amno motu. Yeteset achuina, yetesak ala lagenumna, darugin ka ruk ahono, ayutina, te salamut, be midritum in gedochina, met atenioch in dihonu tamen. These all died in faith, in Zihulu Amno Motu, not having received the promises, Yeteset Achuin, Yetesak Al, Alagenumina, did not receive the Tesva, the hope, that expectation, that word of expectation, but having seen them afar off, having seen them, Darugin, Karuk, Ahono, Ayutina, and were persuaded of them. Tesalemut, right? Tesalemut. They were persuaded, right? They were persuaded of them and embraced, right? And embraced them, right? Kissed them, welcomed them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers. The word strangers, the ingedoch, be midritum. Yes, 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 yes. So the trumpet, the first trumpet might as well be the last. Bemidritum, and in the earth here, the feminine sense, overtly, like a bemidritum, and in the earth, it's like almost like in the land, right? Bemidritum, and in the land, ingedoch, strangers, ingedoch. So here, the correspondence with the Aramaic, ushpazin, ingedoch, na, and metzatenyoch, and pilgrims, metzatenyoch, and dihonu, as they be, tamenu. Tamenu, right? Tamenu, right? That word right there, tamenu, right? Having that amen, that yea and the amen, the true faith. Now here, this brings us to the fulfillment here and the connection of the ushpazin, right? The inviting of the ushpazin. Because we say traditional Judaism speaks a lot about certain things that might appear to one to be something traditional Jewish, or say, okay, these or those Jews do it. And sometimes maybe there's a particular ones that do certain customs that are not according to the spirit and in compliance with HaTorah. But this one is, right? The Ushpazin, right? The Sukkot and the Simchat Torah. Who are the Ushpazin? Who are these guests? Right, who are these? The word, as we said, both means strangers and guests. And we're going to prove it right here as we get to verse 1 and 2 of chapter 13. So we just cited the main verses, Hebrews 11, verse 9, and verse 13, and here, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. What a Ibrawiyat, Mi'raf Asarasos, chapter Asarasos, 13, Kutroch, verses An Iskahulet, Kutroch, right? The two verses as one. And we see it here as it is in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. Yeah, Wendem Amach. Mewadeda Yinur, let brotherly love continue. Yeah, Wendemamach, brotherhood. Yeah, Wendemamach of the Wendem. Yeah, Wendemamach. Yeah, Wendemamach. Mewaded, love. Mewaded. Wadada, someone say, but here we have Mewaded. Right? Mewaded Yinur. Yeah, Wendemamach. Mewadeda Yinur. Make the brotherhood, the loving of the brotherhood. Make the loving of the brotherhood continue. Make it continue, make it be, make it continue. In essence, I'm saying make it sustainable. Right? Yeah, when the mamach me wadeda yinor. That's verse one, kutar hulet. In gdochin mekebel atirsu. Atrisu. Atrisu. Men in gdoch. The guests, strangers, guests, in gdochin, mekebel, mekebel. See the kebele, to receive, mekebel, to receive, in gdoch, the in gdochin, the mekebel, atrusu, right? Don't forget, right? Bezi, in this, andandoch, asayauku, in this, ones, while not knowing, melaiktin, angels. In Gidnet, Tekevlawalna, in Gidnet. KJV says, be not forgetful. Right? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, guests. For thereby some have entertained angels. Here it says angels, the Melaikt, right? Melaiktin, right? The angels are literally the messengers. Those are the message. As I and I, founding patriarchs, the righteous patriarchs, the righteous fathers. What was their message? Right? What's the message of I and I in Gedoch? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and King David. All right, now, usually the usual order, right, looking at the order right here, the usual order, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David. We have the seven. All right, so the connection of what we read here and we study here from the epistles of the Hebrews, right, and we have often commented on this and went into more detail elsewhere, and we'll save that for elsewhere, but just to mention it here again, often Hebrews is attributed to Paul. there's a scene when Paul is in Jerusalem with the other disciples and apostles, other apostles of Adonai. And it's interesting because they speak, even within the writings, we went through this in detail, but of fellowshipping. And at that time, the early time before the whole 70 AD came to that fulfillment, there was still this time of preaching that grace, preaching that mercy to even the remnant, of the Yehudi, the Jewish, the Judahite, ethnic Israel, especially, up to the time of 70 AD. And in the earlier times, right after the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of HaMashiach, Yeshua, Adonai, they went to the temple, and they worshipped in the temple. This is recorded in the Gospels, in the Epistles, in the Scriptures. And when we see the context, we study the context of whether Ibrahim, of the Epistle to the Hebrews, we get to see that this is the dialogue that we read about here. It's not just one mind, but it's one mind who is taking the lead in speaking for, in essence, we can say Paul, his role would have been almost as a cheer for that, even though at that time we have James, Yaakov, also known as Jacob, James, who is the first bishop, or the shepherd, to say the shepherd of the church, of HaMashiach, the earliest church is at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem. So we see that within Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. Chapter 15 is very interesting, and even says how they went to the temple, how they was worshiping together, and also Acts of the Apostles elsewhere brings it out as well. So this seems to take place, according to what we read in Hebrews, while they are fellowshipping. This is like a highlight of their reasonings. Of their reasonings. He was about different church, so-called councils. This is the real council for the true church of HaMashiach, the true church of Jesus Christos, the true church of I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this word right here that we are able to point to, especially here in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 2, as well as the other verses that we have in the Epistle to the Hebrews, as we noted, chapter 11, verse 9, and verse 13 especially, where we have the reference to strangers, how the patriarchs were strangers, Abraham, along with, we were dwelling with Isaac and Yaakov, dwelling with Isaac and Yaakov. So even though they were not even born as of yet, he was still abiding and dwelling with them. So we get the eirytical connection to even the invitation, and to sup, for each of those nights with I, we could say, founding fathers referred to as the guests. And the key word here in Hebrews chapter 13, both in Mekabel, where it says, in Gedochin, Mekabel Atrasu, Atrasu, Atrasu. Don't you all forget to receive in Gedoch. See, many people, I guess they read that, and not having the full Hebraic Judaic context, as even the Apostle Paul, the great apostle, even to the Gentiles, he clearly states, his right and exact orientation, with the true teachings of, we say, Yehudinet, and what is in the law and why is the law, But then in carrying that message faithfully forward in fulfillment of even the word of the prophets, bring us to these latter days and times. So we have the next word where it says to entertain, it says entertain angels unaware. Bezi andando chesayauku, and in this ones and ones, andandoch, ones and ones, sayauku, ones and ones, while not knowing, melaikten, angels, messengers, in gidinet, that guest, hospitality, we can say, that hospitality, tekevlewalina, have receiving, for they receiving them, receiving them. Now, no doubt the connection here with the custom and the practice of receiving, of receiving the patriarchs as the ones we meditate and iditate on, because each of them had their experience abiding and dwelling basuka, in that hut, in that tabernacle, in that booth, in that cottage, as they leshev, dwell, seat up. Come. And we sat up. So even the word sound and Rastafari seating up and sitting up together. Yes, I, Rastafari. The Ush, Pazin, I, in Gedoch. Yes, I, in Gedochin. Mekabel Atrasu. Don't forget to entertain. Entertain the guests.
So much love to all my friends.
say fire, more fire.
King Celestia is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sister Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Friend in me, in this melting pot together.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
This lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make with reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love?
The truth
in love,
the truth
of the king.
In love.
This forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make with reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? In love. In love.
Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet bi'ahava ve'negidila ve'chola davara la'u la'mashiach asher hu'a ha'rosh.
Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love.
In love.
For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidabira ha'emet bi'ahava, speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava, in ahava, in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava, we negidla bi'kola davara la'ua, la'mashiach asher hu'a harosh. Full of full, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. That is head, Moshiach, even Mashiach, even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in his kingly character. Kiyim nedaber haimeta be'ahava, we negidila b'kola davar lo, la Mashiach asher hu. Ha-rosh. Kiim nidaber ha-emet be-ahava. 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 Be-ahava.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. What?
Must be wise, I say.
Yes, yes, yes. Here on our Zaman Simchatenu, the season of I and I Joy, Feast of Tabernacles, that was George Allen, classic great theater, be wise, my brethren. So here usually this podcast right here, this evening pod right here is Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom. So the connection here, the third day of Tabernacles here on the air and in the eye, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 130, but also the evening psalm, the standing psalm, Psalm 94. But this right here,
for they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And FYI, right here, the law of thy mother, Ha Torah, Torah Hazot, is Torah. So here, the evening psalm, right here, appointed the evening psalm, Psalm 94, rise up the chant.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Right here, Sister Aisha with Cha Vengeance, the Rhema tune, right now tune for the evening psalm, Psalm 94, Cha Vengeance.
Havarim Shalom. So here, day three, the reading here for day three of the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Ingathering here on the Inn and the Irid, Rastaman Sukkot, Tabernacles, Booths, Huts. Yes, I, in gathering. So here for day three, we have the reading from HaTorah. We have Exodus. Just going over some of the basic reads and writing up. Plus, we have today's daily psalm. Very important here in the season concerning forgiveness, concerning the prayer of forgiveness and the word sound and power from the glory of His Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E. But first things first here for day three. Day three here, this is the first of the intermediate days of the feast, of the Chol HaMoed. These are intermediate days here. What does this mean? Well, the first and the last days are set apart are Shabbat days. So in the fullness of HaTorah and the command, these days are Sabbath days. So in the community, we have to recognize that here we're near and far, here and there. But in coming together, together in the spirit here on the ear, hopefully we can come together, together in the irid, in the land. So in the land, there'll be no work on those particular days. The first, the beginning is the Shabbat, a rest day, Shabbat deceased. In a sense, even has to destroy in this root, not to confuse ones and ones, but to cease, in order to cease off and let off of working, you know, to change our work and rest is all of the law. So here, word of the day.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So right here, the reading for the intermediate days. So this is the first of the intermediate days of the feast, of the festival. So when the feast and the festival comes on, such as we have the seven-day-long tabernacles, booth, ingathering. So for a whole Shabuah, for a whole 7 days. So we have the first day, and here for us in the diaspora, the first and last days, Shabbat, the first and last. So first and second days, right there for us here in the diaspora. So here from the third, fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, right, are the intermediate days. And the seventh day here of the feast in this season will be on the first day, a.k.a. Sunday, October 16th, 2022, here in the season. That'd be the 21st day of the seventh month, the seventh moon. And according to John's command, we carry that forward to the 22nd day, where we would have the Shemini, the eighth, Shemini, in the Hebrew, the eighth, Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. The seventh day, we have the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation. This corresponds to when Yeshua Robeinu Getachin Jesus Christos, when he went into Jerusalem on a donkey, you see them with the palm leaves and the clothing and saying, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. This here comes from this here in HaTorah. So we can see that even there, as we become wise, we see in the new covenant what time and what season it was, by what sort of activities in that season. But here, first day of the intermediate days, day three of the Feast of Tabernacles of Chag HaSukkot, Bamarinya Nemhark Yadas, Das, Hut, Das, Yadas Baal, the Feast of Hut. So we have Exodus chapter 33, focus verses 12 to chapter 34, verse 26 from the Torah reading. First of the Trinity of readings. Then we have the fire key offering, Numbers chapter 29, verses 17 to 22. Then the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. Here we have Ezekiel chapter 38, focus verses 18 to chapter 39, verse 16. And in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadith Kidan, the new covenant reading, we have James, the epistle of James, of Jacob, Yaakov. In the Hebrew, we know him as Yaakov. In His Majesty's Bible, as Yaakov. In the English, that name is often said as James. So James, Hebraically, Yaakov, Jacob. So here, looking forward right here on the in and the ira to these particular readings right here on the intermediate, first of the intermediate days of the feast of the festival, here the seventh of the seventh in the seventh month. So it's both the seventh of the feast of festivals, appointments of Jehovah, according to Leviticus chapter 23, and it also occurs here in the seventh month, and also here for 7 days. Love this tune right here. Hope that I them do as well. The two sevens. There, I know we have a triple seven, but here symbolically the two sevens clash here, the harvest at the end of the year. Culture, yes sir. This is said to literally mean what is left for by and by, what will be left when, quote, the two sevens clash, when the two sevens clash. Yeah, here we have culture. Listen to the relix here with the seventh feast and the seventh month. And for 7 days, but then Jah adds the Shemini Atzeret, that eighth day assembly. So in the fulfillment, it's really 8 days. You say from Shavua to Shavua right here. But going over the relics, when the two sevens clash, my good old prophet Marcus Garvey prophesied, say, St. Django de la Vega and Kingston is gonna red. Huh? And I can see with my own eyes, this verse here, it's only a housing scheme that divides. You see, for much of our Torah is communal. It takes a community to raise a Hebrew. You know, even for I and I, the new name, the precious name, Rastafari, that community. So here in spirit, you know, in spirit and in truth here in the Irid, on the air and in the Irid, we can fulfill this here in spirit and in truth, Sukkot and tabernacles. But let's recall, it says, when you enter into the land. Now, if we interpret that from the Brit Chadasha, entering to the land, and the second of the two truths is entering into that messianic consciousness in spirit and in truth, meeting him in the ear, in the irid. So even though we are far and near in the irid, but as to seventh clash, as the tune says, it's only a housing scheme, that divide, because we hear, we there, but in the community. So in spirit, yes, in irid. And in the truth, according to the irid, but that reality of the truth, when we say truth, truth is also the manifest. So in spirit, right, I highlighted in my eye and I irid. But now when I, that face, right, with work is perfect, right, working it out. So we look forward to bringing the community together, together as I and I study HaTorah. But going over these lyrics right here, there's an interesting site out here. It's called JahLyrics.com, JahLyrics.com. Here, going over these relics right here, just to share a little bit on it. For example, a note, right? What are leaves on Bombier? It's said to literally mean literally what is left for by and by. So here we come to the harvest time at the end of the year. I don't know how well we understand what's really there, because most of us might be in the cities, you know, away from the country, away from the land, but this is calling us forward to the reality. What a leave on Bombier, what is left for by and by, the harvest, as all the crops are brought out of the land into the barn at the end of the year, rejoicing, you know, for the good crops, for the earlier and the latter rain, the earlier and here, the latter harvest. What will be left? What is left for by and by? What a leave on Bombier. When, this is the key, when the 2/7 clash. Now, some had believed that on July 7th, 1977, some say the 7/7/77, something apocalyptic would happen. Right? Just pointing out some of the reasonments here on this particular site that points to certain Rastafari roots, reggae tunes, and also the connection to scripture, to prophecy. Not too much is kind of written up right here, 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 you know, as far as the notes, but at least with that chorus line to give us, and we ask others for the patois, and is this what it means, what a leave and Bombier, that literally what is left for by and by? It seems to resonate here with the reason for the season. So both tabernacles, right, tabernacles, booths, huts. We're going to line up just now, brothers and sisters. Stand by, stand by. Just grabbing the Scofield Study Bible here as a first point of reference for I and I, you know, scripture with scripture, right? So here, Leviticus chapter 23, just to share this word in your ear right here, on the third day, here at the third day, the first of the intermediate days of the feast of the festival. So chapter 23, the footer says right here, the footer to tabernacles. Here we go on this page right here. The Feast of Tabernacles, verses 34 to 44 in Leviticus. It's likened to Ha'adon, to Geatah, to the Lord, the Master, the Sovereign Supper. The Sovereign Supper for the church, for the called out assembly. Even the called out assembly of the church of the firstborn, Rastafari here on the air and in the irid, is both memorial, because John says that for the children of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, to recall how he made them to dwell in these temporary, you know, accommodation in booths and shanties and shacks and in huts, and how he provided for them in their tribe through the Midbar, through the wilderness, as we even trod through the wilderness of this world flesh and the satanic seclorum to the Mount Zion, the promised land. So it's both a memorial. What's a memorial? Calling it to mind, to remember. Do remember, a memorial. And it's also prophetic, looking to the future. How is it a zikaron, a memorial? In the Hebrew, zikaron, from Zakar to remember, from Zakar to be male. Zikaron, as to redemption, Nimitz Raim, out of Egypt. That's found in verse 43, where in verse 43 of Leviticus it says, that your generations may know, not believe, not guess, not even have faith, but may know that I made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. And he signs off. He says, Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, y'all Elohim. Verse 44 says, and Moshe declared to the Bnei Yisrael, this is our job, to declare, right, to the sons of Israel, the feasts, the festivals of Yahweh, of Jehovah. So it's a memorial as to the redemption, right, of Yasharala out of Mitzrayim. And it's also prophetic, right, as to the kingdom rest, the kingdom, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth. So here in the irid, on the air and the spirit, right, far and near, but it's also to establish it on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. So the community, the common unity is very, very important. But John's direction, instruction, HaTorah, is even more important. So prophetic as the kingdom rests, right, the Malkut, the Shabbat of Yisrael, the kingdom rests. After her regathering, after Yisrael, after her regathering and restoration and being restored and renewed, when the feast, this is looking from now ad infinitum forward, where the feast, the Hag, again becomes memorial, a zikaron, not for Yasharala, for Yisrael alone, but for all nations. And here we have the link with Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 to 21. So it's both the gathering at the end of the harvest season, at the end of the year, and it's also a gathering for the diaspora, right, of Yisrael, transnationally speaking, in all nations, back to the promised land, back to the holy land. Right, both to the consciousness land, right, and also to the land, both in spirit, spiritually, right, in the consciousness of Moshiach, and also in truth, in reality, living together on the land. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, make we ride up right here, the reading and feedings right here, for this day, for this third day. Here, Alpha Blonde from the Jerusalem, giving the Hebrew invitation, right, as we do right here. Baruch Atah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
atah Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Moses said unto the Lord, See, Thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen, 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 shall not be seen. Chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me, in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten god. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk, 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 in his mother's milk.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help, 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 help.
Joy by thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
The reading for this Chag HaSukkot. HaSukkot. The reading for this Chag HaSukkot, for the Shabbat, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12, to Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. B'shem Ha'av Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit. One, He who be, who He be. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Moshe's prayer, Moses' prayer, Yahuwah's answer, Jehovah's answer. Verse 12. Vayomer Moshe el Yahuwah re'e ata omer elai ha'ala eta ha'amma hazeh ve'ata lo ho dai tani eta ashera tishlacha imi ve'ata amarta ye dae tika b'shema ve'gamma ma'ata chen B'aynai. And Moses said to the Yahweh, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou, the I, hast said, I know thee, I, by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, I, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Vayomer panai yeleku. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I am thy people, have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee, I, by name, I, by name, I, by name. I, Moshe, by name. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my glory pass before thee, I, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee, I, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy, mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee, I, in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee, I, with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, the second tablets of the law of Ha-Torah. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, hew thee, I, two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and I will write upon these tablets, tables, the words, the barim, that were in the first tables, tablets, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, I, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, as the Yahweh commanded him, and took in his hands the two tables, tablets of stone. The new vision, verse 5. And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh.
Why ye read the Yahweh? Anan.
Anan.
Why it Yatzeh Mo Sham? Why Ra'a B'Shem Yahweh? Why Ebor Yahweh Allah Panayo
Panayo
Why Ikra
Yahweh
El Rahum
Rahum
Hanun
Hanun
Rekapayim Rav Chesed
Chesed
Emet
Emet
Noser Chesed Elafim
Elafim
Noser Avon
Avon
Pesha
Pesha
wa
chata'a
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 nake lo ye nake poket avon nabot Allah banim we Allah bne banim Allah shileshim we Allah And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. Why yared Yahuwah bi anan? Why yita yaseba imosham? Why yikra? Bishem Yahshem Yahshem. And the Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Yahweh, El, the good God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, truth, truth. Laya ebor Yahuwah Allah panayo, laikra Yahuwah. Yahuwah el rahum we hanun rekapayim we rav chesed we emet keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs, upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and to the fourth generation. Allah Shilashin with Allah Reba'im. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adoni, O Adonai,
Adonai,
Vayomerim Ana,
Ana,
Masati,
Ati,
Chena Be, Aineka, Adonai,
Adonai,
Aineka,
Adonai,
Adonai,
Be, Kira, Benu, Ki, Ama, Keshe, Orek, Hu,
With,
Sa, Lehta,
La
e'onenu ulla chatatenu unna chelatanu
tanu
tanu.
And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, let Adonai, Adonai, I pray thee, I go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our chatiyat, our lack, our akri, and take us for thine
inheritance.
The renewed commission, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Observe thou that which I command thee, I, this day.
Behold,
I drive out before the eye the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land,
where
thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee, I. But
ye, y'all, shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim. For the Yahweh, whose name is zealous. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go a whoring after their Elohim, and make thy sons go a whoring after their Elohim. Thou shalt make thee no molten Elohim gods. The feast and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Verse 18. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee. In the time the Iowa of the moon of Abib. For in the moon the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt, Mitzrayim. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In airing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the firstfruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year, in the Shana, shall all your men children, your male children, appear before the Adawan, Yahuwah, he who be, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out the Goyim, the nations, before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, three times in the Shana, thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover, Pesach, Fasikah, be left to the morning. The first of the firstfruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, Yahweh, thy Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kubur le abinu le melkenu le kadamawi chayla selase beshem Yeshua hamushiach. Amen. Glory to I and I, Father, and I and I, King, the first power of the Trinity. In the name of Jesus Christos. Amen, 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 amen.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. On the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. and one kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof and their drink offerings. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Wise, lush, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah Sheina.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debreihem HaNe'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher Batorah uMoshe Abdo uBeIsrael Ammo uBeNebiei HaEmet Watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 18 to 39, verse 16. Fessa ma'aba wa wa let me fessa kadus ahadu amlak.
And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Yisrael, saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, that my fury shall come up in my face.
For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with them, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, Issah, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith Haggai Yahweh Buruku, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back, and leave thee but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts,
and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Yisrael, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel, the Kedush An Bet Yisrael. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the sovereign Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Yisrael shall go forth, and shall set fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the head staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the sovereign Yahweh, he who be who he be, Buruku. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place thereof grave in Yisrael, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. In 7 months shall the house of Yisrael be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamongog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Amen. Glory to her words, sound and power. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, my Rastafari. This of Yeshua.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks for that reading there for the third day from Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 to Ezekiel 39, 16. I just had to say this right here. That the Wednesday, the evening psalm appointed from the ancient temple time, Psalm 94, that verse, that prophecy there, the fulfillment, Psalm 94, that vengeance, the day of vengeance of Jehovah. Yes,
I.
Power overthrow the word sound power. So here to the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading. Here we have the full of a very important epistle, the epistle of James, Jacob, Yaakov, coming forward. First, Baraka, the blessing.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabaruch Shel Habarik ha Chadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain habarik ha hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The book of James, chapter 1, part 1. The testings of faith. The purpose of testings. James, a servant of Elohim and of Ha'adon Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Ha'adon, of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, that Ha'adon, that the Lord has promised to them that love him. Solicitation to do evil is not of Elohim. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Elohim. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Elohim. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the ingrafted word that is able to save your souls. The test of obedience. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The test of true religion. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, his religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before Elohim Ha'ab, before God the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Chapter 2. The Test of Brotherly Love. My brethren, have not the faith of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ha'adon Kabod, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there and sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are ye become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Elohim chosen the poor of this world
rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men downpress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by that ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not murder. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou murder, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. The test of good works. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart ye in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Elohim, Elohim Achad. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? The illustration of Abraham. Was not Abinu Abraham, was not Abraham our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled that saith, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as a body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Chapter 3, Part 2, A True Faith Will Control the Tongue. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, that though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whitherso the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, of lawlessness. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we Elohim, even Ha'ab, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, that are made after the similitude of Elohim. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So, can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Selassie.
Who no righteous apostle serving the Almighty could rally round Jah's room, rally round the justice cell, cause I soon by must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Yes, 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 day three, Chag HaSukkot Sameach, and Torah Rabbah, Chavrim, Talmudim, Shalan, and my fellow co-laborers for the reading, Ras Sahar Ahad, Ras Ayas and Tafari there with the James reading. Interesting, in this season, James in the New Testament, and then looking forward also with Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, good meditation, good reasonings. Based on James, I'd like to share this classic roots tune. Ken Booth, Speak Softly, Love. We call this the Godfather theme. Here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Against your heart, I feel the word, the tender trembling moment start. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so softly love, wine colored days worn by the sun. Velvet night when we are softly love so no one hears us but the stars. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours and now because you came into my world with love. The one hears us, but the stars.
truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kiddus Paulus, Yalo, Kal Adidim.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Mountains round about Jerusalem, here, 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 the higher, higher Jerusalem, I, mother. So here, 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 what did His Majesty say? We all know what sort of person Paul was, you know, but even he was able to make that change. Today's daily psalm we have Mizmor Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, and theme right here, a sinner's cry. Interesting here in the season of Yom HaKippurim. Day of Atonement, Gemar Chatamah Tovah, may be written in the Book of Life. Good sealing right here. So the psalm here, the chant here, is best understood as an expression of remorse for sin, for chatiyat, for missing the mark, for akari, and a plea for forgiveness on the part of an individual Israelite. Although it is a personal confession and prayer right here, today's daily psalm, he is the spokesman of his people, and the hardships that he and I and we be undergoing are due to national stress and distress. The composition here, today's daily psalm, has probably to be connected, many say, with the time of Nehemiah, that repatriation time from Babylon, and the troubles arising from the Samaritan intrigue, those who sought to frustrate that work of, for lack of a better word, repatriation, when the black Jews of Persia returned to rebuild Jerusalem. So here, here, here.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire. King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sister Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, 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 iniquities. Iniquities.
Here, here, right out the rolling heart, firstly, going to verse by verse, but here, double-wise.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
مزمور متو هيا زتاي بك النف متو سلاسا يما اراك مزمور عبيتو انتن كتلك تقرهو
አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኃጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁ፣ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ፣ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ፣ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና፣ እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኀጢአቱ ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Mizmor Meto Selasa. Mizmor Meto Selasa, Psalm 130. Le Redata Yekarebe Teri. Le Redata, for help, for assistance. Redata, Erdata. Le Redata. Yekarebe, that which is presented, teri, a call that is presented, le redata, for assistance, for help, le redata, yekarebe, teri. Today's daily psalm theme, le redata, yekarebe, yekarebe, teri, teri, a call out, teri. So you have the sense of Wayikra, 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 and he called a Tiri, 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 a call, even a call by name. Yekarebe, that which is presented, that is an offering. Le redata, Yekarebe, Tiri, a call that is presented for help. And here, today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Psalm CXXX is seen a sinner's cry, le redata yekarebe teri, a cry, a call, teri, like a shout, a call out by name, teri, le redata, that is presented for help. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Meto, Haya Zeten, Bekinfwist, Meto, Selasa. So here we have Psalm of David, Mezmore Dawit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, Mezmore Dawit, Meto, Haya Zeten. Psalm 129 in the archaic, the ancient pointing here. Bekinfwist in parentheses here, according to Garmawi Nagusa Negest, Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, Bekinfwist, corresponding with today's numbering, Meto Selasa, Psalm 130. Ye me'arig mezmor, ye me'arig mezmor, ye of me'arig, arig, of ascension, of going up, of degrees, ye me'arig, ye me'arig, mezmor, a chant, Isis. Here theme the song of degrees, a song of ascents. Ye me'arig, mezmor, here. The guy and I begin. Besama'ab, we'welid, we'menfes, kedus, ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the Jemralen, we begin. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Avetu, anten, katlika rahu. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord. Abetu, abetu, my Father, abe, 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 abetu. My Father's Father, O Father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu, anten, ante, the I male, anten, the I, katilik, katilik, ka, from tilik, tilik, the deeps, the depths, katilik, from the depths, terahu, terahu, I have called, terahu, I have called the I male out of the depths, abetu, anten, katilik, terahu, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Abietu, Dimtsena, Sema, Joro, Yeleminayen, Kala, Yamiya, Demita, Yehun. Lord Abietu, my Father's Father, O Ab of the Beit, hear my voice. Let may thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Abietu, Dimtsain, my voice, my sound, Dimtsain, Sema, Dimtsaina, Sema, hear, Sema, Sema, hear my voice, hear my sound, word, sound, Dimtsain, Sema, Joro, Joro, ear, Joro, the eye, ear, speaking directly to he who be who he be, Abetu, Yeliminayin, Kal, Liminaya, Lemena, lemena, beseeching, begging, requests. Lemena, lemena ye, my request. Ye lemena yin, kal. My request, my beseeching, my supplication. Of my supplication, the voice. Here we have the word kal. Kal here in the Amharic is the word. In Hebrew we have kol, kol, kol. Kol is the sound in the Hebrew. But kal in the Amharic is word. So here we have, ye limenayin, of my supplication, of my beseeching, of my begging, ye limenayin, kal, the word of my supplication, yemiyademit, being attentive, joro, your ear, joro, ye limenayin, kal, yemiyademit, yehun. May your ear be attentive to the word of my supplication. Joro ye limenayin kal yemiyademit, to be attentive. Yehun, yehun, let it be. Kuter source, verse 3. Avetu chatiatinis. Bitet ababeka abetu. Man, ikoman? If thou, abetu, my Father's Father, O Av of the Beit, abetu, if thou, abetu, shouldest mark iniquities, abetu, who shall stand? Abetu, chatiatinis, bitet ababek, abetu. Man, ikoman? Abetu, my Father's Father, Ab of the Beit, Chatiyat, Chatiyat, sin, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, sin, Chatiyatinis, and as for Chatiyat, as for sin, here translated as iniquities, Chatiyat, Chatiyatinis, and as for sin, as for missing the mark, falling short, Chatiyat, Bitte Babek, if thou shouldest. Here, we have the sense of tevek in bitter babek, if thou shouldest mark, the sense in the English, shouldest mark, chatiyat, chatiyatinis, and as for chatiyat, as for sin, akri, missing the mark, bitter babek, if you should mark, to say, if you should expect, the sense of expect, wait for, expect, in that sense, to say, Mark, Abed, to my father's father, O Abba, the bait. Man, who? Man, who? Yikomal, who will stand? Who is he that will stand? Man, Yikomal, Kuter Arad, verse 4. Yikrta, Ka'anta Zen Nawinna. But there is forgiveness with thee, with the eye, that thou, the eye, mayest be feared, mayest be reverenced. Here, Kuter Arat, verse 4, Yikrta. Here we have Yikrta, Yikrta. The Amharic sense of forgive, to say Yikrta, to say excuse me, in Martin Amharic, we say like sorry or excuse me or pardon, Yikrta, or the more sacred, holy sense of it is forgiveness. So we have Yikrta, here, as forgiveness, as we have in the Hebrew, Hatzalicha, Slicha, some would say Slicha, but Slicha, Slicha. So we have forgiveness in this sense. Yikrta, forgiveness. Yikrta, Ka'ante, Zen. Ka'ante, Zen. This expression here to say with and through, with the eye, through the eye. Ante, the eye. Ka'ante, Zen. With the eye. Yikrta, Ka'ante, Zen. Nawinna. For forgiveness, it is, he is with the eye. Yikrta, Ka'ante, Zen. Nawinna. Yikrta, Ka'ante, Zen. Nawinna. This is the part that's here. The second part of the verse, that thou mayest be feared, lima'an te ware, in the Hebrew. Here, in the Royal Amharic, we do not have this next part of the verse. It's only the first part of the verse that we have, but, or rather, forgiveness, for forgiveness is with the eye. Kutar arat, for forgiveness is with the eye. Yikrta ka'ante zen nawinna. Kutar amis, verse 5. Avetu. Selesimih tesfa adereghu nefse behgih tagesech. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Hear. Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, Kutar Amis Abirtu, my father's father, O Abba the Beit Abirtu, Sile, because of Simih, Sile Simih, the I male name, Sim name, Simih, Sile Simih, Tesva, hope, expectation, Adaregahu. I do expect, I do hope in the eye because of your name. Sile Simih Tesva Adaregahu. Nefse, my soul, my psyche. See to my feelings, my emotion, my soul, my psyche. She, Nefse, Behig. Hig is law here. Hig corresponding to law and Torah. Behig. Behege, in the eye, law. Behege, tagesech. She is patient. She is patient in the eye, law. Speaking of my soul, nefse. Behege, tagesech. Avirtu, sile simi, tesva de regohu. Nefse, behege, tagesech. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Ka maladawa sa'ata jamro iska leilita nefse be'egziavihir tamenech. My soul waiteth for egziavihir sustain Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, more than they that watch for the morning, I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Ka maladaw sa'at jamro. Kamaladao, from the Malada, the early intercessory hours of the morning, roughly after 3 a.m., say 4, before, right before the real dawning of the dawning day, new day, Kamalada, Kamalada. But here, expressed as morning, the earliest part of the dawning, Kamaladao Se'at, Se'at, from the Maladao Se'at, from the early morning, dawning, intercessory hours, Jemro, starting from the early dawning hours, Kamaladao Se'ata Jemro, Iska, to or till, until, reaching until Iska Leilit, Leilit, the night season, Leilit, Nefsei, my soul, my psyche, Ve'egziyavihar, in the sustain, and Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, in the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, Nefsei, Ve'egziyavihar, my soul, in the sustainer, Tamenech, Tamenech, she trusts. Tamenech, she trusts my soul, my psyche, my feelings, my emotion, the seat of my feelings, my emotion, trust in the sustainer, trust in Egziavihir. Kamaladao Sa'at Jemro Iska Leilit Nefse Be Egziavihir Tamenech. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ka Egziavihir Zen Mehiret. Ka Ersum Zen Bizu Madan Nawina. Israel, the Egziavihir Yitamen. May make Israel, make Israel hope in Egziavihir, in sustainer, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, for with Egziavihir, the sustainer, mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Ka Egziavihir Zend, with through, within, with, through, Egziavihir, the sustainer, ka Egziavihir Zend, Mehiret, Mehiret, mercy, Mehiret, Be Arsum Zen, and with him and through him, with him, intimately with him, through him, Be Arsu, Arsu, him, the pronoun for him, Arsu, Be Arsum, Be Arsum, and in with him, Zen, and with him, Bizu, Bizu, Naf, Naf, much, Bizu, plenteous, Bizu, Madan, Bizu, Madan, Madan, saving, salvation, preservation, Madan, being Dehna, Bizu, Madan, Nawina, for with him is Naf, Naf, salvation. Plenteous Madan, salvation. Israel, 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 Be'egziavihir Yitamen. May Israel trust Yitamen, Yitamen, Rastamen, Yitamen. May Israel, Israel, trust Be'egziavihir in the sustainer, the generous, the good, open-handed, Ab, Father, Kuter, Cement, verse 8. Here, here, here. Kuter cement. Arsum. Israelin. Kachatiatu. Hulu. Yadnewal. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Arsum. Arsum. And he himself. Arsu. He. Arsum. Arsum. And he. Israelin, Israel, Israel, Israelin, Israel, kachatiyatu, from chatiyatu, from his chatiyat, from his sin, from his lack, from his missing the mark, his uckery, his forfeiture, from his sin, here translated as iniquities in the KJV, bamarinya, metzav kedus, kachatiyatu, from his sin, Hulu, all, hulu, kachatiyatu, hulu, from all his sin, his uckery, kachatiyatu, hulu, yadnewal, yadnewal, yadnewal. He will save, he will save, madan, adan, he will make dehna, he will save Yisrael, Israel, from all his sin, from all his uckery. Arsu, Israelin kachatiyatu hulu yadnewal.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
مزمور متو هاي زتين بك النف متو سلاسة يما ارق مزمور عبيتو انتن كتلقت الرهو عبيتو دمت انسما جوروه يلمن اينك عاليم يادمتهون عبيتو هات اعتنس بتتقبابك عبيتو مان نيكومال يكرتاك انت زندنونا عبيتو سلسمه تسفاد الرقو نفسي بهجه تاقسج كما لداو ساعت جمروس كليليت نفسي بكزيافير تامنج كزيافير زند مهرت برسوم زند بزو ما دان نونا اسرائيل بكزيافير يتامن ارسوم اسرائيل نكهات اعطو هلو ياد نوال
מזמור קוף למד שיר המעלות ממעמקים קרביך אדוני אדוני שמעה וקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני אם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני מי יעמוד כעמך הצליחה למען תברא קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו הוחלתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו
Psalm 130 Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
מזמור קוף למד שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני אדוני שמעה וקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני אם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני מי יעמוד כי עמך הצליחה למען תברא קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו הוחלתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו.
Psalm 130 Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Mizmor kuf lam את שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני אדוני שמעה וקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני אם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני מי יעמוד כי עמך הצליחה למען תברא קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו הוחלתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו
Yes, Ayinai Rastafari Creed, known as the Credo. We call that part of Ayinai Liturgy, Kadase, Ayinai Sacred Service, right there. And one of the themes there was forgiveness, forgiveness, the theme. Even today's daily psalm has that theme of forgiveness. But also there's a reflection of the pattern. As Jah says to Moshe, and we should take heed to what he said to Reuven, Ayinai Master, that take heed, see that you do all things according to the pattern. So we're looking at the pattern recognition right here, 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 in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the handbook of the priests. And it's not because Ayinai seek, as some of the Jews and some Yehudi, they seek to rebuild the physical temple and to resume the burnt offerings of the debtors of the animals. But we know better, according to the King of Kings highway, the teaching of Ketamari Haile Selassie's divine majesty, the new and the living way that he has consecrated for Ayinai. Interesting, the theme of consecration. Consecration, the Hebrew has the idea of filling, especially with Aaron and sons, or with the Hebrew Christians, the Meshachawiyan, the Meshachim. In other words, they are the only anointed ones in the camp. We are emphasizing that particular point there, because in the New Covenant, the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, this is something that is seen, Chavarim, and is focused on within the scripts, within the narrative of the New Testament, especially in the epistle to the Hebrew. So it behooves us, right, to take heed to the pattern and to recognize the pattern. So here, even with Our Father prayer, I'd like to go into that a little bit more, even comparing, seeing a contrast and a comparison with the Hebrew and the Ethiopic, the Gutas. In fact, in the Amharic, we have Abatachin Hoy Besamaya Mitunor, the church prayer, but in His Majesty's Bible, Besamayat Yemitunor Abatachin Hoy. In the Gutas, Abuna, right, Abuna, Abino, right, Abino, Abuna Sheba Shemayim, Sheba Shemayim, Our Father, Abuna. So Abuna, on one to one use Abuna, churchically speaking, it speaks to Our Father. So we say Abuna, Zeba Shemayim, Zeba Shemayim. In the Hebrew, we have Abinu, Abinu Sheba Shemayim. So we have Abuna, Zeba, right, Semayat, the good is, here we have Abino. But what's interesting, I listened to the creed, just there, right there, the creed, right, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, shall stretch forth our hands to God. The way he says it is like gods in the sense of the Elohim sense. But what's interesting is that after the prayer we have in Matthew chapter 5, right here, right, Matthew chapter 5, all right, let's look at this right here. Okay, yeah. All right, so after the prayer that we have right here in Matthew chapter 5, just making sure the prayer is here, yeah, chapter 5 at verse 14, it says, For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if, same key operative word in the third book of Moses, third book of the Torah, in Leviticus, the handbook of the priests, if is a conditional, if. Therefore, if one would seek to sacrifice among the children of Israel, this is the way, not the molten calf way, not the pseudo so-called golden calf way, but if one would seek to sacrifice, therefore they shall do it in covenant keeping, this way that Jah outlines according to the pattern that we have in Leviticus. But there's a principle, there's a Hebrew, we call this a karma, for lack of a better word, a karma principle, a like for like, is a like for like principle. For if, you don't have to, but if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also. So he will forgive, right, if we forgive. But if ye, y'all, right, forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now let's put this into context, because first, right, to the Yehudi, the Jews, even I and I are the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and then to the other nations. So for the other nations, right? This is not, what is that focus here, even in the words of Yeshua. First, he's focusing on his disciples. First, he's focusing on the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right? Because they are the light to the other nations. But just to zoom in on this principle of forgiveness, the like-for-like principle, even in the offering of the chayim, the insisoch, the animal, the living creature types, there is a like-for-like, even based on that word sound of the eye for eye and tooth for tooth. This is expressing the Hebrew, the Hebraic principle of karma, or like for like, right? Like for like, to maintain that shalom, to maintain that balance, to balance, in other words, the equation. Just to bring that out right there. I'd like to focus a little bit more on both the prayer that we have in Matthew chapter 5, as well as the teaching. There's the Midrash, or Yeshua's teaching on prayer. So after they asked him how to pray, right, and he said, well, this is how you shall pray, he then gave a teaching, right? So the teachings of his majesty. But here, let's write up today's daily psalm. Without further ado, first the Royal Amharic, and as we have time right here, whether in this service or in the first day service coming up at the 1 a.m. Iowa for the Sunday service, first day service, we'll go into a little bit more right here. But here, today's daily psalm.
Rewind and come back to that.
And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachi, Edek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Kof Lamed, Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, Psalm CXXX. And it's themed a sinner's cry, a sinner's shout out, a sinner's cry. Here. Here a midrash on today's daily psalm. Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. Yes, I, the book of the study of the Psalms, Psalm 130, Mizmor Kof Lamed, a song of ascent. Out of the depths have I called thee, O Lord. Here, the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'alot, Mia Ma'emakim, Keratika Yahuwah, a song, Shir HaMa'elot, HaMa'alot, of the ascents, the going up, HaMa'elot, HaMa'elot, HaMa'alot, Shir HaMa'alot, Mia Ma'emakim, out of the depths, me, from, Ma'emakim, the depths, the deeps, me, Ma'emakim, Keratika, I've called the eye, even calling the eye by name, Keratika, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O He who be, who He be. Shir HaMa'elot, Mi Ma'emakim, Keratika, Yahuwah. Rav Jose Bar Chanina said in the name of Rav Eliezer Ben Yaakov, a man should never stand upon a high place to pray, but should pray from a low place, because it is said, even here in today's Mizmor, today's psalm, out of the depths have I called thee, me, Ma'emakim, Keratika, Yahuwah. Out of the depths, me, Ma'emakim, from the deeps, from the Ma'emakim, me, Ma'emakim, Keratika, I have called thee. It is also taught, a man should never stand upon a bed, upon a chair, upon a bench, upon a stool, or upon any high place to pray, but should pray from a low place. For there must be no haughtiness in the presence, in the face, in the perception of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Hence, here, it is said, me, Ma'emakim, out of the depths, Keratika, I have called thee, the I, male. Me, Ma'emakim, Keratika, me, Ma'emakim, Keratika,
out of the depths, the deeps, have I called. Karatika, Karatika, me, Ma'imakim, Karatika. And it is also written, even in the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Mizmor Kof Beit, Mizmor Kof Beit, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Tefillah Le'oni Ki Ya'itof, a prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah, tefillah, a prayer, a tefillah, tefillah, le'oni, le'oni, tefillah le'oni, ki ya'itof, ki, when, ya'itof, ya'itof, ki ya'itof, ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, when he fainteth, when he is overwhelmed. Ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, ki ya'itof, when he is overwhelmed. Tefillah le'oni, ki ya'itof. For with thee there is forgiveness. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, hear the Dalet, fourth verse, Psalm 130, verse 4. For with thee, the I, there is forgiveness.
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 Ki imka hasalicha. Ki imka hasalicha. For with thee, the I, male. Ki imka. Forgiveness. The forgiveness. Hasalicha. Hasalicha. Ki imka. Hasalicha, for with the eye there is forgiveness. Ki imka hasalicha, for with the eye. Ki imka hasalicha, the forgiveness. Hasalicha, ki imka hasalicha,
hasalicha, hasalicha.
Rav Abba taught, in the period from New Year's Day, from the Yom Teruah, from Rosh Hashanah, in the period from New Year's Day to the Day of the Atonements, to Yom HaKippurim, forgiveness, HaSalicha, HaSalicha, the forgiveness is held in abeyance by the I. Lama, lama ze, why this? That thou, the I, mayest be feared, Lima'an. Tiware, lim'an, tiware, lim'an, tiware, lim'an, tiware, that thou, that, so that, lim'an, tiware, mayest be feared, lim'an, tiware, lim'an, tiware, lim'an, tiware. That is to say, in order that during the Day of the Atonements, during Yom HaKippurim, the fear, the reverence, the respect of thee, of the eye, might lay upon all thy creatures, all of the eye's creatures, all of the eye's creation, the creation,
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 creation.